We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I did put out, and I think this is credible. You can argue with me. I am a Met fan. I did put out a Twitter poll, okay? And I did word it, as a Met fan, would you root against your team to hurt the Yankees tonight?
All right.
With the choices being yes, let's go Sox, or no, I can't root against my team. It's been out there for a little less than an hour, and it's got 2,400 votes.
Go.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. What I just said, right?
66% of people say they cannot root against their team.
Wow.
34% say yes,
wow.
Let's go Red Sox.
Wow. All right.
I offer a theory.
I guess I have to respect that.
Well, I offer a theory. You could ask the governor about this. So in polling, there are some pollsters or some people that answer questions on, like, who are you going to vote for president? And they're shy. Okay?
Yes.
They don't give a truthful answer.
Sure. They try to give what they think is the answer people want.
Correct. Then they go to the polls and they vote differently.
Sure.
This has gone on for many, many years. Not going to get into specific examples. I do think, I will admit, there's a portion of Met fans who will publicly say, no, I can't root against my team. But then tonight at 8 o'clock, when the Yankees are up 6-1 on Texas, and they know, oh my God, the Yankees are going to gain a game against the Red Sox, will start to shift the other way.
Okay.
I do believe that.
Okay. But listen, 2/3 of the respondents thus far saying, I'm not going to root for my team to lose. I respect that. I don't think it's right in this case, but I respect it because you're a fan. You want your team to win.
And I'm one of them. Like, yeah. I already admitted this.
I just think that to be a part of the Yankees making another run, I would think would pain you to your core. But again, you know, I have no true baseball allegiances this year, so I'm not the right guy to talk about it. I will tell you a very quick story, though. We come out of a restaurant a block away from the radio station after a very high-level business meeting today, and Evan stops in his tracks. And I almost thought he squealed like a schoolgirl seeing Justin Bieber when he was 15 years old. But it was a short man who had like some kind of facial hair going on.
Yeah.
He had a COVID mask on.
Yes.
And there was a bunch of people getting his autograph.
Yes.
Evan goes, oh my God, that's who? From AT&T.
Well,
the way I worded it was,
I said, do you know who that is?
No.
And Craig looks at me, the other gentleman looks at me, and I said, all right, I'll help you out. That's Brian Danielson of AEW. You may know him
as
Daniel Bryan.
Never heard of
from
him.
WWE.
Yeah.
Guy's main evented 2 WrestleManias, all right?
Guys,
come on, you know who he is.
Never heard his name before, but a nice enough fella.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something. Tell me if this is familiar for you at all, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to close my eyes.
No, you can't close your eyes. You got to look at me.
Go.
Yes! Yes! Yes, with your fingers pointing.
Isn't that like the Rangers thing or the Islanders when they scored
the
goal?
It's the Islander thing, but it originated from Daniel Bryan. That was his thing.
So the Islanders copy someone's cheer?
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, but they copy a all-time great wrestler. So, yes, I was very excited to see Brian Danielson / Daniel Bryan, and I wanted to let you guys know.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Oh, my God.
So Evan goes up to him, and Evan starts talking storylines with him. So I start recording it. And one of his people's like, hey, if you don't mind, just do me a favor, don't record the conversation. Oh, no problem. I turn it off. And then I hear this, Dada, can I have a picture, please, Dada? So I go, excuse me, my man, can my buddy take a picture? So I took the picture.
Yes.
I posted it on Twitter exactly the way it happened. I don't know who this guy is. Seemed like a nice guy, though. But Evan had to have his picture taken.
And I told him, I said, Brian, I will see you tomorrow night. I'm going to be first row at Arthur Ashe Stadium for the big AEW show.
All right.
I'm very excited about that.
So I will text you the video and the photos.
How much video were you able to take?
I took 11 seconds of video.
Did you hear what I
talked
about?
Because I was respectful. The guy was very nice. He said, if you don't mind, just don't film their conversation.
I'm curious what you got from our conversation, because I did have an interesting discussion. I talked to him about something my wife's interested in, which is that he was on a reality show called Total Bellas. It's a reality show.
Oh, I know the Bella girls.
Okay. Well, he's married to one of the Bellas.
Oh, is that right?
Brie Bella.
Wasn't there another famous guy married to the other one?
John Cena was engaged to Nikki Bella.
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Daniel Bryan
Danielson. And
then
like they couldn't have kids or something, wasn't there?
John
about...
didn't want kids.
Oh. Well, you have to respect that.
But now he does want kids.
Well, now he's with a different woman. And his Hollywood career is taking off. She's not holding an anchor around his ankle. So all of a sudden, let my sperm fly.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Which reminds me, Norm MacDonald had one of the great lines I've ever heard. I've gone back and I've watched a bunch of his videos. He goes, you know, I really consider myself so lucky to be alive. This is going back years, right? I don't know if it was before he had cancer or not. And they, well, why do you consider yourself lucky to be alive? He goes, because think about how many other people weren't as lucky. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, well, there's like 10 billion of them swimming. Mine got picked. Think about all the other people that didn't get born because my guy made it.
My guy made it in. Something like that. It's funny.
It's a good way to look at things.
Here's Monty in Jersey on the fan. Monty, what's up?
Hey, pal.
Hi.
So, I have a different take on this. For me, the Met management is a complete dumpster fire, has been since Porter got fired.
Okay.
I'm not saying he shouldn't have been fired.
Sure.
But, you know, the Mets have been trying to win, and we can probably point to 6, 7, 8 teams whose goal this season was to minimize financial losses. So for the Mets to be doing as badly as they're doing is beyond inexcusable, and I want the Mets to lose every game because I want the owner to be embarrassed.
Why?
To do something.
Because you think embarrassed will force him to make bigger moves this offseason.
But don't you think that that's sort of similar, not the same, but similar to Yankee fans thinking, well, if we miss the playoffs,
of course,
we're going to make big changes.
No,
either
I'll
way.
Explain to you the difference.
Go ahead.
Let me explain to you the difference.
Go ahead.
Al is not George. George wanted to win.
Right.
Al runs this as a business. He's make money first, win second. But he does understand the link. He cannot sell those expensive seats unless he puts a good product on the field. And let me tell you, this is one of the reasons that I don't hate the Yankees the way I used to hate
because George isn't there and they're not as big of a threat to you? Is that what you're saying?
No. To some degree, they sort of try to do it the right way now. They don't just buy everything.
Oh, but the right way, wrong way.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as that. Like,
you either win or you don't.
In my mind, there is.
Yeah, but you want...
partly through the...
But Monty, you're a Met fan. You want Steve Cohen to be George Steinbrenner. Admit it. You want him to do it the quote-unquote wrong way. You want him to go out and add big-time free agents.
You said it yourself. You want him to be embarrassed so he does something. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Monty. Here's my gut. Monty. Here's Monty.
Yeah.
Here's my gut. Yeah. You tell me. I want you to be totally honest about yourself, okay?
Yes.
Are you wrong often?
Sometimes, yeah.
You take ownership when you're wrong? You say, oh, you know what? I was wrong on that one.
Absolutely. I definitely take ownership.
I appreciate that. So here's the point. Evan's right. You, as much as you decry the notion of buying championships that George Steinbrenner tried to do repeatedly, you want Steve Cohen to be embarrassed into doing that.
Bingo.
You want that.
That's what we want.
No,
and that's okay.
Hold on. No. There's this an important distinction. A lot of what I want him to do is just hire some decent front office people because he's got a bunch
of... I'd say starting off with hiring front office people that, you know, aren't sexual predators or drink and drive is probably a good start. Yes.
Well, let's be real here. The New York Mets are 73-77. The odds are they're going to finish under 500. Maybe they go 88-82, whatever. Do you think 77 wins or 80 wins or even 82 wins will make a difference in how Steve Cohen feels about this team? It makes no difference.
I tell you what, you know what is bothering Steve Cohen, in my opinion? I think Steve Cohen, and I only say this based on how he reacted to the, was it Joel Sherman last week or one of those articles?
It was Mike Puma, today Joel Sherman also wrote a negative article about
him. I think that does bother him.
I agree.
And I only say that based on how he reacted to the first one.
And here's what's going to happen. Yep. Here's what's about to happen with Steve Cohen, and fans are going to pick sides. And I'm going to pick sides based on the moves he makes and if I like them or dislike them. He's about to go to war with the media. This isn't real. They're making crap up. Because like, I'll give you an example. And I don't know, has Steve Cohen tweeted yet today? Or has he stayed quiet? I'm not sure.
I'll double check.
So Joel Sherman wrote an article that basically backed up what Mike Puma had written about how there's one executive who's in the running for the Met job who badmouthed Steve Cohen and said the value of the team in that job has been diminished.
And Steve Cohen put a bounty out on finding out who that guy was.
Correct. I think Steve Cohen's now at some point going to attack that article. He's going to say it's not true. All fake. The media's out to, like, I think he's going to end up in a war with the media.
He will lose that war.
Well, I think some fans are going to side with Steve because he has a platform. It's called Twitter. He can communicate with fans through Twitter. Now, I can tell you how I'm going to pick sides. I'm going to pick sides based on what he does. There's guys I want him to hire. There are guys I'd prefer him not to hire. So if I like the hire, Craig, I'm going to say, hey, that's a great hire.
He also wins by the team winning. I mean, that's right.
Obviously.
Right. So it's interesting, though. Yeah, he's sensitive when people point the magnifying glass at him. You know, when you're talking about decisions, it's one thing. You know, when you're talking about the Porter stuff or the, you know, Scott stuff or even player decisions, different. When you now write an article, whether it came from Samson or not, doesn't matter. When it's now in black and white print forever, that you're part of the problem, he's very sensitive to that. And I agree. He's getting his guns ready.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be an intriguing offseason because he's pissed. He's insecure. He's sensitive to personal criticism of what he's done or not done. And he's got to make major changes to the franchise.
So how does he react? Because what Joel Sherman essentially said today, and Joel's a very good reporter. He's got his sources. He said every executive he's talked to, every one of them, all agree the Met job is less attractive
than it was a year ago.
Yes, and a big part of it is the owner. It's not all the owner. A lot of it could be the Lindor contract, the Grom's health. How is he going to respond to that?
Well, listen, it can't always be everybody else's fault, right?
Right.
So if there is blood in that water that numerous executives are saying, hey, listen, the job I might have taken a year ago, I might not want to take now, which is also hard to believe. But okay, let's just play that out. Assuming that's factual, I certainly don't think Joel Sherman made it up.
No.
Nor did Mike Puma. I believe they are reputable reporters, so that shouldn't be the issue at all. Well, you got to take stock of that.
And here's how we're going
to
know.
At some point, don't you have to sit down with yourself and be honest and say, what have I done publicly that would make an executive that might be available suddenly not want to come here?
The New York Mets have an owner that you would think is willing to spend big money. They play in New York City, and while this isn't the greatest core in the world, they've got some players to build around. You would think, Craig, that logically, this is a great job. This is a great job.
I always think it is.
Logically, this would be a really, really good job. If the Mets can't hire one of the big sexy executives and they end up with somebody who's a first-time GM, who, I guess is highly regarded, I don't know how we're going to view that. If Billy Beane or Theo Epstein or David Stearns or even Brian Cashman, though that's not going to happen, he's not going to be fired. If one of those guys isn't the lead guy, then we are going to look at those stories and say, well, there was probably truth to it. Look who he hired.
Well, you're going to find out if they made a run at a guy and a guy said no to them, that'll be a story. And then you have to take ownership of it. That's like I said. At some point, you do have to look in the mirror and say, are the criticisms of me fair? Maybe they're not. Maybe they are.
But what we have to all understand as Met fans and Yankee fans is let's stop over-exaggerating what we think they're going to do based on the next 2 weeks. If the Yankees miss the playoffs, I am not convinced Hal Steinbrenner is going to fire Brian Cashman. It seems like he's a son to him or a brother to him.
I think Aaron Boone's coming back.
We'll see about
no matter
that.
What.
And by the way, just about that, and I mean this with all due respect to Aaron Boone, bringing him back or firing him is mostly irrelevant.
Yeah, well,
you want to know why, and you know this. If they fire Aaron Boone, make all you people happy, right? You want Aaron Boone gone? Who's replacing him?
Right.
Who's the guy replacing him?
Buck Showalter.
It's not going to be Buck Showalter.
I want Buck. I want Buck.
It's
get
not,
Buck in here.
And Met fans, it's not going to be Wally Backman.
Oh, come
your
on.
Fantasies.
It's one thing to say no to Buck Showalter, sir. It's another thing to not give my guy a chance to even be considered for the Met job.
It's not
Wally Backman's
happening.
The right man for the job.
It's
and
not.
And he fits the hiring profile of a lot of recent hires by the New York Mets.
That's pretty good.
Right?
That's pretty
He's
good.
He's right in line with the type of guy this organization hires. But he could also manage his ass off. He would be beloved again
not,
in a minute.
But he's not getting the job. If Aaron Boone is fired, he will be replaced with
I'll
someone
what,
very
though,
similar to Aaron Boone. Deal with it.
If Wally Backman were the Met manager, the New York Mets would blow the Red Sox out the next 2 days.
Yep. How can I argue with that? I can't. I've got no facts to argue with you.
He wouldn't lay down like a dog for anybody. He wouldn't. He really wouldn't. As much as you'd like to think he would, no, sir.
Craig.
He goes down swinging. Pop. Pop.
Craig.
Swinging.
Will Wally Backman be the next manager of the New York Mets?
No, he won't.
Because
they don't have the balls to do it.
Will Buck Showalter be the next manager of the
God,
New York Mets?
God, I hope not.
It's not happening.
I know a lot of people like Buck. He does a good job on TV. Obviously well-regarded. Blah, blah, blah. He's also won nothing.
The next manager of the New York Yankees, if it's not Aaron Boone, is going to be someone just like Aaron Boone. So this idea that we're going to get all nuts about who the manager is, it's overrated.
Maybe it'd be Cody Decker. No? Maybe it'd be Cody Decker? Could be Cody Decker. No? He might have some offers. You never know. Here's Tom and Hazlitt on the fan. Yo, Tommy, what's up?
How's it going? If they were 20 games out, I'd say absolutely screw the Yankees. But, hey, all we got to do is make up three on Atlanta the next week and a half. I know it sounds crazy. Craig, I responded to your tweet before, and you liked it. So you agree with me. Make up those
you
three
liked
games, make
Tom's tweet?
I push a lot of buttons. I don't know what I'm doing sometimes.
Yeah.
Tom. You know what's interesting, Tom? There's at some point, and I appreciate the call, buddy. And listen, I get it. You're like Evan. Until my team is mathematically out of
that's
it.
That's my reason.
They're not out of it.
Right.
And I'm going to try to win every game. I respect that.
And by the way, like, yes, it's easy to say, come on, Evan, they're dead. I know that they're likely dead, but until
don't say I know they're likely dead.
Okay,
you're the guy that came out and said, yo, without any wiggle room at all, D-E-D dead. It's in our open. What are you talking about?
I know that they're dead.
Thank you, sir.
But until there's that, you know what Baseball Reference does?
You put dirt on the coffin already.
No, but Baseball Reference has this little logo with a skull and bones. I'm not even kidding you. Next to each team that's been eliminated. So in the standings, the Pittsburgh Pirates have their record, and then there's skull and bones. Next to the New York Mets, there's a number. Not skull and bones. The number's 8. That's their elimination number.
Got it.
So
any combination of Met losses or
Brave wins.
Atlanta or Philly or just Atlanta?
Doesn't involve the Phillies for now.
Okay.
Because the Phillies are still not in first place. So, yeah, the Phillies could be a part of that. But in this moment, the number is 8. Until that number is 0, I'm not going to sit there rooting against my team.
All right. So then you want the New York Mets to beat the Boston Red Sox, not because it helps the Yankees. That might be a byproduct of it, but because you're, as much as you know they're dead, you have this thing about math. You're not going to actually say, okay.
Yes.
Even though you've said it many times
because
already.
The way
I get it. I get it. You know they're dead.
Craig.
But
Craig.
It's like when you know you have an ugly relative. And the relative says to you at Thanksgiving this year, by the way, how does this outfit look on me? And you're like, she knows she's ugly, or he. I know he's ugly, but I'm going to tell him he's not ugly until we all start drinking, right?
No, that analogy doesn't work at all.
No?
I'm not telling the Mets they aren't ugly. I'm just saying I'm not going to sit here rooting for them to lose until they're really 100% dead. Now, don't call me or tweet me saying you're a delusional Met fan. I'm not saying I'm not delusional.
You've already pronounced the body cold, so we're good.
Okay, so I'm still going to root for them.
So tonight, here's the question for you and all Met fans out there tonight. The Yankees win their game against the Rangers. Let's just say it's never in doubt. It's a win, all right? 4-4, Mets-Red Sox. 8th inning.
Yeah.
How do you want that game to come to an end?
I want to win.
Going for the dub.
I want to win.
Going for the dub.
Last year, in the most obvious time to root against your team, the Jets' pursuit of Trevor Lawrence, I told you every Monday, I know they're better off losing, but if I couldn't bring myself to fully rooting against the Jets in a year in which tanking made the most sense, I'm never going to sit here rooting against any of my teams because of, well, it'll screw the Yankees for a night. Plus, Met fans, think about this. Think about the most arrogant friend you have who's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, don't you want the Red Sox to beat the Mets just to shut that guy up?
No. You want the Mets to win so you could look at them with a smirk and say, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, except for this. When they're having a parade down the Canyon of Tears, the Yankee fans are going to look back at you and go, ha-ha, thank you.
Yeah, but why do we have to jump from the Mets beating the Red Sox on a Tuesday night to the Yankees having a parade in November?
Because that's what's on the table.
I know, but why do we have to jump to that extreme?
Because if you think that Met fan's going to say to the Yankee fan, you're welcome, we hooked you up there. If you fast forward a month, if the Yankees won the World Series and that guy's on the parade route and you're the guy going, hey, remember what I did for you back in September when we won those two games? And the guy's going to be like, no, I don't remember, but stop bothering me because I'm on the parade. Woohoo!
See, phrase the question this way. Say, Evan, if the Mets lose tonight, that will ensure you no Yankee parade. But if the Mets win tonight, there is a Yankee parade. If you're going to guarantee me that extreme, then yeah, you can talk me into rooting against my team. But you can't guarantee me that.
I cannot guarantee you that. No, I can't. Listen, Major Healy and Nelson couldn't really guarantee getting three wishes out of the genie, but they did. Right? They certainly did.
I can't believe I'm taller than Brian Danielson. I'm looking at this picture.
He's not a big man.
But he's like, such a great wrestler.
Evan's like, he's a great wrestler.
Great.
Like, no, he's not.
Dude.
He's like 5 feet tall.
He's a great wrestler. Him
he's
and Kenny jacked, Omega
though.
Tomorrow night.
I mean, he's ripped pretty good. Yeah. I wouldn't want to mess with him, of course, but he's not a big man.
It doesn't matter.
The TV ad's like 9 inches.
That's it?
Listen.
What videos are you watching?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little guy. Is he not a little guy?
Well, I'm taller than him, so yeah.
Yeah. Like
how tall am I?
What do you have, 5'8"?
No, 5'9". We agreed on this. So if I'm taller than him, we're talking about 5'7", yeah.
So one of the greatest wrestlers of all time is 5'6", a buck 30?
Yeah.
All right, if you say so. But again, he was a nice guy. So that's all I care about. He wasn't a douche.
No, he was a very nice guy.
He wasn't standoffish. A lot of his fans were out there getting autographs and stuff. He signed pictures and
stuff.
That's
right.
Even though 11 went over to him. I'm a big fan. Evan, of course, like, remember in 1998, the storyline with you and Hulk was that you were Hulk's illegitimate son, and you didn't want to play that? Can you walk me through that?
Made-up storyline.
That's not what I said.
I was walking the Williams Bridge the other day, and I was thinking very much about your tag team match back in Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
Remember the Gates of Mercy event on that Thursday night on Raw? Oh, that was phenomenal. Remember when you faked hitting that guy in the face 3 times? Oh, phenomenal. Yeah.
That's not what I asked him.
Remember when you were married to one of the hot Bella twins?
He still is married.
They are married.
Yes?
Yeah.
And that was part of my...
I said they were divorced.
No, that was Cena.
And Nikki Bella.
Oh, so Cena left Greg because she wanted to have kids. And he's like,
you? By the way, what I was asking him about. I was like, hey, listen, is Total Bella's continuing?
I'm sure that's what he wanted to talk about, his wife. Like, you know how many people probably do that to the guy?
He's in the show, and I explained to him.
I'd be pissed about that. Like, dude. You're a fan of mine? You're asking about my wife
and
her show?
What I explained to him, and he appreciated it, was I said, look, I'm no fan of reality TV, but my wife loves the show. I'm a big wrestling guy, so it's like the perfect compromise. She's watching you and Brie, and I'm watching because, hey, it's Brian Danielson. That's what I told him. And you know what, Craig? He smiled.
I'm looking at a picture. They're both pregnant.
What?
I'm looking at a picture that both girls are pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. So, after Nikki went to whoever she's with now, she got pregnant, and John Cena got pregnant with his wife. So, everybody's preggers.
Which one's married to Nikki Bella?
Somebody
Not
else.
Him. He's Someone, married to the other
that
one?
That was Brie who Bella. John Cena was with, and now she's with somebody.
She's with Artem Chigvinstev?
Yeah, the dancer from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I just saw a video of them. They broke, an award trophy. The kid. They had a baby. Oh. Yeah, they had a baby, and the baby broke, like, their trophy.
Did you see who was on Dancing with the Stars last night?
I don't watch that show.
No. Did you see Craig?
No.
I'm asking you a question.
I don't watch that show,
dude. One of your guys was on Dancing with the Stars.
One of my guys?
Once he's your guy, he's always your guy.
What sport are we talking about? Assuming it's sports.
It is sports related. It is basketball.
Bernard King?
It is not Bernard King. In fact, not only was he one of your guys, very briefly, he was one of my guys. But he's clearly one of your guys. Not one of my guys.
On a personal level, like Kenny Anderson?
I think you liked him when he was on the team. No, not Kenny Anderson.
Got it.
Kenny's so, my guy,
like
not you're your
saying
guy.
He was a Nick and a Net. But he's,
yeah, but okay. He's a Nick.
But he's a Nick.
Yeah, he's definitely.
He was more Chris successful. Childs.
No.
Who?
Chris Childs was a Net, too. It's a good guess.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Linsanity?
It was not Jeremy Lin.
Oh.
Did you see his dancing? This guy who was dancing.
I don't watch the show, so no.
The answer is Amon Shumpert.
Really?
And his dancing was off the hook.
It was good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Is Shump in the league still or no?
So he was trying to get in the league last year back with the Nets, and we had him for 5 minutes, and then we got rid of him again.
Huh. Well, that I'm surprised. With all the guys that stayed in the league, especially since he could play defense, I'm surprised he's not in the league.
Yeah.
Anyway, 877-337-6666.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Burn your garden.
You burn your garden.
Okay, because you scared me. I thought you meant Madison Square Garden.
No, why would I burn the garden?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have the garden on my mind, so I apologize.
We're not
but
burning the Mecca? No.
I wasn't planning on it.
I just don't know how to burn it.
Light it on fire.
Yeah, but do you pour gasoline on it? I've never done that before. I know you're supposed to burn your garden when you're done with it, like tomatoes or whatnot.
Yeah, I would think that would hurt the nutrients.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gasoline.
So I want to burn it because I like setting things on fire.
What if you take...
Fire's cool.
What if you take... I got a good imitation of this. Hold on. Hey, Beavis, do you like to set your garden on fire? Fire! No, not a good imitation?
Not bad. The first part was better.
Oh, the butthead?
Buddy, you do a good butthead.
I do a good butthead?
Yeah.
Hey, Beavis.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, I just don't know how to... I've never read up on the burning mechanism,
if you take,
other than fuel.
If you take matches and just start lighting whatever's there on fire, do you think it would spread?
No, it's not dry enough.
What if you take a twig and then you kind of move it everywhere?
I think you'd have to go with the old school, Naked and Afraid outdoor fire, get a big brush fire going, and then slowly move the fire to cover where the tomato plants were.
Hmm.
I'm going to try it, though, Evan. So if I come in, you know, that I don't look the same. You'll know I unsuccessfully tried to burn down my tomato plants.
You did burn yourself 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, I do have a scar, about a 2.5-inch scar on my wrist.
So you really think this is a good idea?
No, but I like to light things on fire.
Gotcha.
So I figured this is my opportunity.
Just be careful. I don't know where the garden is, you know,
it's not
relative
that big a thing.
The...
It's like I got 5 tomato plants.
Okay. So I want to burn them down
so I can plant them again next year. That's all I want to do. Yeah.
Just saying, only you can prevent forest fires.
Yes, don't worry. We're going to prevent I just don't know the proper way to start the fire is all I'm saying. Like, do I go get newspaper and coal and start a thing like I'm smoking? I don't know. I'm going to let you know, though. I'll videotape it step by step.
I was going to say, the key is you need to have this on video.
Yeah. I think you might just take a blowtorch to everything.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, I think as dry as it is, eventually
you got a
burn.
Blowtorch at the house?
I can get a blowtorch, yeah.
He's got a blowtorch,
well, I mean, I don't have like a blowtorch with a backpack.
You have
like
a little blowtorch.
You have like a little, you know. They sell them at Lowe's.
Are you doing like the little thing, like if you're making, what's that fancy dessert people like you eat?
Baked Alaska.
Creme brulee.
Oh, creme brulee, yeah.
Right? You have one of them things?
I don't have one personally.
You know,
but they sell them
around
at Lowe's.
I've got great news. I just found a blowtorch on Amazon.
Would you
like
me
to get you one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think that's a good idea, by the way.
You don't think that's a good idea?
Like you sliced your finger making a sandwich. Now we're going to get you a blowtorch?
Yeah. I'm going to burn down the tomato stalks, and I'll plant new next year.
I can get this by tomorrow, and it's $12.
Bring it to the
kind of that's not like a big deal.
You can't buy a $12 blowtorch.
Well,
let me.
Black market.
It's got to be $100.
Let me describe it to you, okay?
It's a little tank.
It's a Gibbot blowtorch lighter. It's a kitchen culinary torch, chef cooking torch, refillable, adjustable, flame lighter with safety lock.
No.
That doesn't work?
That's not big enough.
It says you use it for creme brulee.
Yeah, creme brulee. Yeah, no.
Creme.
I'm burning down tomato plants. Just like, you know, the Mets are a dumpster fire. If I wish I could just, you know what? I'm going to call Luis Rojas.
Oh, I got it. A blowtorch for weeds.
Yeah.
Self-igniting with flame control valve.
That's
good. Little bit more expensive.
Okay.
About $50.
Yeah.
It's a weed torch.
Let me see one of them things.
All right, I'm going to show it to you.
Have Luis Rojas come over to the crib. You know? He oversaw the dumpster fire that is the New York Mets. Oh, that's better.
You like that one?
I think I can handle that one.
If I buy it, I want to keep it. I would just lend it to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
And what will I use it for? That's what
I'll borrow it for the weekend. I'll burn down my 5 tomato plants, and I'll regrow in Mother's Day, and I'm good.
You supposed to use this to just blow up weeds? That's what you use this for?
Yeah.
I'm buying it.
All right.
Oh, I'll buy it.
Maybe get two while you're at it.
No, just one.
Well,
I'm going to let you borrow it. Here's what I'm going to do.
Two would be good.
I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
It actually, unfortunately, doesn't come till this weekend. Okay?
I mean,
I apologize.
You can't go prime on that?
I will let... I am prime, dude.
So get it on Friday.
It says Saturday.
Well, that's unacceptable.
I will then let you as my friend borrow it up to 2 weeks. Then it comes back.
I only
back.
Need it for one day for 20 minutes. There's 5 tomato plants.
This is awesome.
I just want to burn them down. That's all.
It's powered by propane, by the way.
Yeah. You probably get one of those like blue canisters, you know, spin it on, boom, done. All right. Here's Alex in New Canaan on the fan. Yo, Alex, what's up?
Yep, hey guys. What's up, my man, Pots and Pans? Hey, by the way, did you ever make it over to Dirty Knicks?
Did I make it to where?
Dirty Knicks.
You mean Greasy Knicks?
Greasy Knicks.
Greasy Knicks. I always call it Dirty Knicks.
That's all right. I have not taken Evan there yet, but it's on our list of things to do as a couple.
Make sure you take him there.
I will.
I wanted to ask you, remember like in June when you made Evan for like a half an hour finally say, thank you, Yankees fan.
Yes, I do.
So
are you
going to return the favor if the Mets beat the Yankees?
He better. Better. What do you mean no? Wait a second. Hold on a second. And, Alex, I'm glad you brought this up.
I think the answer is
no. If the New York Mets beat the Boston Red Sox, the red-hot Boston Red Sox tonight at Fenway Park, within the first 2 minutes of the show tomorrow, your bald ass better be saying, thank you, Metsies. Better hear
it's
it.
It's got to be Mets.
I better hear it.
You want to hear Metsies?
Yes.
I don't see that happening, Alex. But I understand that's what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Why?
Therefore, I should do it.
You better do it.
Well, let's see how things play out, shall we? Because here's the problem.
I want to go down there and see you guys.
Okay, anytime. What are you doing tomorrow? I'm free. Swing on by and say hi. We're all good.
No.
Yeah.
This is not fair, and it's not right. I was very honest with the fact that I wanted the Yankees to help the Mets out when they played the Braves and they played the Phillies. I hesitated, but eventually I did say Mets fans for Yankees.
Yes, we have the audio.
I did. Yep. And I said thank you when you did help me at times.
Yep.
The Yankees need the Mets more than the Mets ever needed the New York Yankees. That is, you can't argue it. It's a fact.
I'm not arguing it.
So show some class.
There's no arguing.
Show some respect. Uh-huh. And at least one time, I'm not going to ask you to do it over and over again, nor am I going to replay the clip. I'm not going to do any of that.
Of course you're going to replay
the clip. You simply have to say in a very passionate voice, Yankee fans for Mets.
I can't do it. Evan.
Why not?
I can't.
Why not?
You know, the Met fan for Yankee church has been open since 2009. Many people mocked it. Many people joined it.
I mocked it personally.
It was a wonderful thing that took place on this very radio station that clearly has stood the test of time because people still reference it.
Right.
That's my gift to the radio station. All right?
Yeah.
I can't bastardize something organically special like Mets fans for Yankees by flipping the script on it.
Here's why you can't.
I won't.
No, I can't. Here's why and you should.
I can't.
As we described with facts earlier on in this show, this is something we've never had. We have never had this position where the New York Yankees are in a do-or-die pennant race, and the New York Mets, with only a week and a half to go in the season, are in position to help them. This has never happened. So dire times call for, I'm going to have to do something different. And that involves becoming a Yankee fan for Mets.
I'm not going to do it. And frankly, the more I hear Mets fans saying that you guys want to actually win tonight's game, the more sorry I feel for you. I do.
Why?
I think the guy from Raritan had it right. You should hope the Mets get no hit in both games just to rub it into the Yankees' faces. Because the Yankee fans have been brutal to you guys. And here's your chance to get a teeny taste back, and that is add on to the misery of this, as you said many times this summer, arguably the most disappointing Yankee season maybe of all time. Regular season.
That's all fine and fair.
So you have a chance to rub their noses in it.
That's our prerogative to decide how we want to feel about
it. Bobby Brown said, but he wasn't right.
And like I showed you on Twitter, right now an overwhelming amount of Met fans still want to win this game. I happen to be one of them. That's irrelevant. You need to humble yourself.
Trust me, I've been humbled.
Well, then I want you to look into that camera because I think we're on SNY.
The one thing
now.
I don't need in my life is more humbling.
Well, one more humbling.
I'm pretty good on the humble kit.
I think you need to look into that camera and passionately describe what the Yankee fans need tonight. What do you need tonight, Craig?
The Yankees need to beat the Texas Rangers.
What else?
The Yankees
need
Tampa
tonight?
To beat Toronto.
What else?
And it'd be nice if the New York Mets could beat the Boston Red Sox.
So tonight, what you are, Craig, is a Yankee fan for Metsies. That's what you are tonight.
I can't. I'm sorry, I can't.
Why?
And I just don't have it in me.
Well, you don't have it in
me. I don't have it in me.
C-Mac, turn the damn mic
on. It's easy.
Go ahead.
It's very easy.
Show them.
Yankees fans for Mets.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Wow, what happened to you?
What happened to me?
Yeah, what happened to you?
What happened
You're
to me?
You're a Yankee fan. You just lowered yourself to desperado?
I want the Red Sox to lose. That's what I want.
The desperation.
I'm the tomorrow, who it's Yankees fans for Orioles.
You have embarrassed yourself here today, sir.
I don't think so.
As a diehard, lifelong Yankee fan,
right.
You have gone down the role of desperation Yankee fan for Metsies?
Yes.
No, sir.
I am desperate for a win.
I don't think you can wear your Yankee shirt to work this week.
Oh.
And I know you're waiting for
and
it.
And I will.
I know on Friday the three-quarter sleeve Yankee shirt's coming out. I don't think you could wear it here.
All C-Mac proved is he's more of a Yankee diehard than you are.
No.
He's willing to humble himself for the greater good.
Trust me, again, on the humbling. I'm good on the humbling. All right? I'm not good on being desperate.
But why am I supposed...
Because I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between allowing yourself to be humbled.
Right.
Right? And being desperate. Desperate, it's embarrassing.
Craig, have you watched the Yankees this season?
Every game.
Then you should be desperate.
We're desperate.
You should be desperate.
No.
You just gave up 22 runs to the Cleveland Indians in back-to-back games. If there has ever been a moment for the New York Yankee fan to be desperate, hello, hi, how's it going? You've arrived. C-Mac gets it. He knows it's time to be desperate, and I respect the hell out of you for just embracing it.
I can't have you on my wall. If that's
like, you need me on
that
wall.
You fold like a cheap tent, like, wah, please, Mets, help us out. You're a Yankee fan.
I'm not saying, wah, please, help me out.
Act like a Yankee fan.
I am acting like a Yankee fan.
You don't need the Mets for nothing.
I need them to win the next 2 days. Sure, I do.
You don't need the Mets for nothing.
I need them to win the next 2 days.
I'm embarrassed to have you as a friend.
Wow. Personal, right. Friend level. Okay.
And don't forget, we have a comedy show on Thursday. You'll be there. I'm now just adding it to my material.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so you are doing a little stand-up.
What? Of course I'm doing
something. Damn right you are.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Are we friends?
What?
Huh?
No.
Why not?
Because you repeat everything I say back to me. I don't like it.
I respect
you. Strange.
He does. It's crazy.
I can't talk to the kid.
I agree.
And I feel bad about it.
Like, the even kid, I'm like, 36. I've been here 10 years.
We set up a video game room next to my office. We have television, we've Nintendo,
got everything.
PlayStation, Xbox. Yeah, yeah. We got them all in there, right? Yeah. It's one of the few good things Izzo's done this year. I now have a video game room next to my office, right? But you go to Tommy, and I'm like, I set up before I get the word Intellivision, I'm out. He goes, Intellivision, set it up? Okay.
He does.
It's like, dude.
Dude, I was talking to him about AEW because we're going tomorrow night. He's joining me. And I asked something about the train. And before I could finish saying it, he's like, train? We're going on the train. Like, it was amazing.
Today I realized it was bad when he was joking with me and purposely repeating everything back to me.
Yeah.
And it took me 10 minutes to realize he's joking.
Right.
I was like, you do it so much, I'm not even picking up on the sarcasm.
I do know that Evan and I have reached a new place in our partnership, though, where he is very comfortable. And it warms the cockles of my heart.
What did I do?
That you've gotten to a place in our relationship where you feel 100% comfortable. Evan got to lunch about 20 minutes after I did. So, of course, I ordered without him.
I know what this is.
He sat down and, not asking, not referencing anything, went right for my french fries.
That's so true.
And he just took a couple fries right off my plate. And in my head, I'm like, he's comfortable.
The best part is, I don't know if you remember this. So I sat down. My hand is grabbing the fry. My hand has made contact with the fry. And at that point, I say, I'm going to grab a fry.
I'll just take a fry. I'm like, yeah, no, have as many as you want.
Like, you had no choice at that point. I did do that. That is true.
Frank is in Bayside on the Fan. Frank, what's on your mind, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Great.
First of all, big wrestling fan. I don't get the stuff about Daniel Bryan, Craig. I really don't. He's a good wrestler, but I just don't understand how anybody could take him seriously.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know who the guy is.
Who's your favorite wrestler of all time, out of curiosity?
Hulk.
Of all time? Yeah. Macho Man.
Okay.
Macho Man. You dig it? Macho Man. Real. Snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. He wasn't the biggest guy in the world, though.
Yeah, but Macho Man, he had the crowd in the palm of his hand.
So does Daniel.
He did everything. Yeah, with that stupid yes chant.
Let's not do this. Okay, you made your point. He's not your guy, but we're certainly not going to discuss it.
I'm a diehard Mets fan.
Yep.
And I can never root for my teams to tank. I'm a big Giant fan. Can't root for them to tank, even if they get the draft pick. But this next two games, I am the biggest Boston Red Sox fan you ever met in your life.
See? And I get that. Yankees. It makes sense to me because if you do right by the Yankees in theory and win the games, it's not like that comes back to you at any point in a good way. It's just going to be another reminder that they win and you don't. So that's why I'm actually surprised. Evan put a poll up. I don't know where it is now, but the first hour of the poll was two-thirds saying,
two-thirds.
I want the Mets to win.
Because here's the thing I've noticed that makes it really, really difficult. And it's interesting because he's a Giant fan. And the reason I bring that up is we still hear from Giant fans upset that they beat Washington and missed out on Chase Young, right? So Giant fans experienced that, and now years later they know, oh my God, if we lost that game, we end up with Chase Young. Once that game is being played, forget about what you say now. When that game is happening, you're going to sit there rooting for Francisco Lindor to strike out. You're going to sit there rooting for Kyle Schwarber, who's hit a million home runs against the Mets.
Even if you're a Met fan.
Yeah, if you're a Met fan. It's what I'm saying. Like, as the game is going on, it's easy to say, I'm going to root against them. Screw the Yankees. You're going to sit there and root for the guys you rooted for all season long to lose?
It goes against, obviously, common sense. Yes.
I like what you just did. Craig put on a New York Mets hat on.
So, I was trying to see our fit. So you're going. So you're just joining.
To see how it fit. That's all.
So you're giving C-Mac crap.
Reach the Yankees.
Yeah. You're giving C-Mac crap for saying Yankee fans for Metsies.
Yeah, we're no longer friends.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore. You embarrassed yourself.
You ended your friendship with him, and you just put a Met hat on. And it's like, yeah, I got a Met hat on.
I wanted to see how it fit, that's all. And I couldn't reach the Yankee ad.
I'll give it to you.
If you don't mind sending me the Yankee ad, that'd be nice. By the way, if you want to see your hat on our show,
you got hypocrisy with a brim there. And how's it fit?
Yeah, I don't like these brims. You know that. I like ones that you can fold. But let me try this one on. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so much more.
And he's wearing the ugly Yankee All-Star hat.
No, by the way, that's a hot hat.
No, it's
this
not.
This hat's fire.
No, yeah, I have to admit,
it is. This hat is on money.
I'd like to light it on fire.
This has money all day.
No, it's not.
It's money all day, Evan. Ugh. All day money right here in
they
this hat.
They bastardized the Yankee logo. I hope you as Yankee fans are good with that. They took it and they bastardized it.
I don't love the hat the way it feels because it's a straight, you know, long brim. Right. Not my style of hat, per se. I'm a flex fit guy. That being said, this hat's fire. You can't argue with this hat.
How did it feel when you had that Met hat on?
Not as good as this one. This hat feels better to me.
Yeah.
It's also impossible to tell that this is the Yankee logo on TV. Right?
That's my point.
Yeah.
They took the Yankee logo.
It is hard to tell. What's the back of it?
A beautiful logo. It's the MLB logo. And they bastardized it by putting the Colorado Rockies-esque All-Star logo on
it. It's an All-Star game hat. It's not a Yankee hat. It's a Yankee All-Star game hat.
What do you remember about the All-Star game? In all seriousness.
Nothing.
Do you remember anything about it?
No.
Then why the hell do you want to wear a hat memorializing the All-Star game?
It's like, I don't know.
Because it's
I don't know
cool
anything
look.
About the founding Style. Of Polo yeah. either, but I wear their shirts.
Like, why do I have a Chattanooga Lookout hat at home? Because it looks dope.
Got it for free.
That's why.
It's true.
I actually bought the Chattanooga Lookout hat, thank you. But I have gotten many other hats for free, and I rock all of them. I usually just go into Boomer and Geo studio. Whenever it's laying around, I'd take one in. You know, they don't wear hats. They're not hat wearers.
They're not.
I love wearing hats.
I guess I never noticed
because I look good in hats. You're not a hat guy either.
I wear my Met hat once in a while.
Yeah, it's not a good look for you.
You really don't think so?
No, you're not a good hat guy.
Huh.
It's all right. That's why you don't wear tank tops.
Am I a good anything guy?
Yes.
When it comes to clothing or apparel?
No.
Well, that was my question.
When it comes to clothing and apparel,
like, is there
no.
anything I wear where
wreck.
You say, Evan looks good in that?
Let's see. So maybe you have some nice non-team-related pullovers this fall.
Oh,
would
by
be nice.
The way, speaking of which.
Maybe a button-down?
You're an expert on a lot of things. What should I wear Thursday night?
You go to a comedy club, wear whatever you want. It does not matter.
Sports, non-sports,
it,
stay
honestly,
away from it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're at a comedy club, wear jeans and a T-shirt, you're good.
Okay.
Don't wear shorts.
Don't wear
you're an
shorts.
Adult.
Okay.
All right. You could act like an adult.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Like, don't we, and you have those crazy shorts that are like old man retirement home shorts that you wear sometimes.
I do.
Yeah, there's no belt buckle in it. It's just it's elastic.
Mm. So hypothetically, if I wore what I'm wearing today.
You're good.
Jeans,
yeah, no, perf.
The
perf.
Matching net socks.
Nah, it's perf.
That's good.
Yeah, you're good.
All right.
100% that's perfect.
All right, good to know.
I don't wear it again because you wore it today.
Right, I won't.
But something like that.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.